A reading from the first book of Samuel. In those days, Hannah brought Samuel with her, along with a 3-year-old bull, an ephah of flour, and a skin of wine, and presented him at the temple of the Lord in Shiloh. After the boy's father had sacrificed the young bull, Hannah, his mother, approached Eli and said, "Pardon, my lord, as you live, my lord, I am the woman who stood near you here praying to the Lord. I prayed for this child, and the Lord granted my request. Now I, in turn, give him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be dedicated to the Lord." She left Samuel there. The word of the Lord. I love words and I love languages. I've had to learn a few in my life. But I enjoy stumbling upon nuances and differences in the ways that we speak in different parts of the world. Today's first reading is a curious example for me. The book of Samuel tells us the story of Hannah, who gives birth to her son Samuel. In English, we use the same verb to birth, whether we're speaking about a mother cat giving birth to 6 kittens or the mother who lives in the house next door giving birth to her 3rd child. It's curious to me, though, that in Spanish, different verbs are used. The verb parir is used for an animal that births its young, whereas a mother da a luz, which literally means she gives her child to the light. Hannah, the mother of Samuel in today's first reading, doesn't parir her son. She gives birth to him. She gives him to the light, to use the Spanish formula. Another curious detail in this category for me is that birthing in English is always preceded by the word give. In other words, in English, a mother doesn't simply birth her child, she gives birth to her child. Again, I'm curious, how did this verb develop in this way? Why in English do we say that a mother gives birth? Why do we connect the act of birthing with the verb to give? Hannah, the mother whom we meet in today's first reading, had wept and prayed fervently to God for a long time, pleading to God to bless her with a child. God finally hears her prayer and blesses her with a beautiful son named Samuel. It seems almost unbelievable then when we read in this story that Hannah, shortly after Samuel's birth and with such utter freedom and devotion, gives thanks to God by giving her newborn son, Samuel, back to God. Returning to the Spanish phrase for giving birth, Hannah gives her son Samuel to the light. She consecrates her son to be a light to the world. Hannah doesn't hold on to her son, but she gives him to the light. How could a mother give up her only son, her only beloved son? We know, though, that this isn't the only time in our scriptures in which a mother gives away her only begotten son, entrusting him to the light of God. Is this not what Mary, the mother of Jesus, does as well? She too entrusted her son to the light. This is precisely the great mystery that we're preparing to celebrate in these days, a mother brave enough to trust in God's plan, giving her son to the light. Mary knows that this child has been given to her as a gift, and when the day comes, she will know that it is time to give him to the light, to the world. During these Advent days, we're preparing for the birth of this beloved son who is the light of the world. But we also know how this story will end. We know that Mary, his mother, the one who said yes to God's plan, will, at the foot of the cross, give her son a second time, give her son away, as Hannah does in today's reading. She will consecrate and give her son to God, to the light. It's what we call thanksgiving. The word itself is both powerful and terribly demanding. Gratitude is a giving, a thanksgiving. Isn't this what Eucharist is all about? Jesus, in giving thanks at the Last Supper, ritualizes in the breaking and sharing of bread the final thanksgiving that will be the giving away of himself. Hannah, in today's reading, expresses her thanksgiving to God and to the prophet Eli by giving her son Samuel to God. As you live, my Lord, I am the woman who stood near you here praying for this child, and the Lord granted my request. Now I, in turn, give him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be dedicated to the Lord. She left Samuel there. This is Eucharist. This is what Eucharist is all about. Maybe Christmas is not about receiving many gifts. Maybe the true mystery of Christmas can be found in empty hands, hands that have given everything to the light.